Thank you, Mr. Chair. And before I speak on agenda item 5B, I would like to refer to the comment made by my distinguished colleague from Philippines, who said that we should now be given a new mandate. And that reminds me of my very old habit of starting many books at the same time. And if you were to come to my house and see my Netflix, you will see that at least 10 movies which I have not watched in full. And similarly, a number of web series also have the same fate. And I don't want the GG to meet the same fate, where we have not even delivered on the previous mandate, and we're talking about a new mandate. I think it was partly because of the COVID pandemic that we could not conclude our mandate. So I think it is rather premature to move to a new mandate. As to agenda item 5B, during the consideration of the last agenda item 5A, my delegation had referred to the need for a clear definition of loss, which can hardly be overemphasized. A common definition of loss by member states will be the first logical step towards the characterization of the system, as both definition and characterization are interlinked in our view. While we seem to know a few characteristics of loss, such as autonomy and capabilities, they are neither exhaustive nor sufficient. One striking characteristic that has emerged most clearly from our deliberations is that laws, once actuated, are capable of selecting and applying force to targets without any human intervention or control. The principle or primary characteristic has compelled us to think about the need for a paradigm shift and think of a new approach to our work and treatment of laws. France, for example, has adopted an approach making a clear distinction between fully autonomous weapon systems and partial autonomous weapon systems. India has always followed a forward-looking approach. However, it is our friends from the distinguished delegation of the Netherlands who gave us an alternate way of looking at issues through their Back to Basics working paper in the Conference on Disarmament. In India's view, we need a similar approach here in the GGE on laws, where we'll look at the complete absence of human intervention or control as the defining characteristic of laws. And if we do so, it will have a significant bearing on our future work, including on the guiding principles, which are based on human intervention or human-machine interaction. The moment we inject the human element into laws, they cease to remain laws. My delegation looks forward to actively participating in any discussion related to characterization of laws. I thank you, Mr. Chair.